Hey everybody, welcome back to Look at the Book. Last time we talked about the avenues of temptation that Satan uses. Today we're going to see him actually put those into practice and see what the results of them were. We saw last time how he told Eve, you can eat of the tree, you're not surely going to die, and it'll make you wise and all these different things, make you smart as God. And so let's look at Genesis 3, 6 through 11 today. It says, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. The eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. They heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. The Lord called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' He said, 'I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.' And he said, 'Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?'" Let's see how Satan's devices worked. We talked about last time that they were the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Watch how this works. The lust of the flesh, Eve looked at the tree, and she saw that it was good for food. Then she also noticed the lust of the flesh, or the lust of the eyes, I'm sorry. It looked good to the eyes. And then there was the pride of life, the desire. It was desirable because it would make one wise, to know good and evil, to make their own rules, to be in control, to be in charge. And how many today still want to make their own rules, want to be in charge of their own lives instead of turning them over to the Lord? Well, the results of those temptations we know is what? Eve took and ate. She sinned. And she also gave to Adam, and he ate. He sinned. Now, one thing I want you not to miss the point here. The point is that Adam was there with her. He should have been the one to stop her from doing this, because he was the one that the command was actually given first to not eat of that tree, back in Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. When they ate of this fruit, their eyes were opened. Well, what does that mean? It means they had lost their innocence. They knew they were naked, and they tried to cover up their nakedness with fig leaves. Up until this time, they were not ashamed of being naked. It wasn't any big deal. But now they had this knowledge that God was trying to protect them and keep them innocent. But now they've lost their innocence. They heard the sound of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. This seems to indicate that this was a regular occurrence, God walking with them in the garden. What a thought. What a great idea. What a great blessing to think of walking in the garden with God. But when Adam and Eve heard him this time, instead of looking forward to walking with him, they hid. Here was a chance to come clean. But instead, they try to hide their sin. And doesn't this sound like our world today? What often happens? Instead of confessing sin, we seem to have this idea that we can hide our sin from God. But as with Adam and Eve, he is with us at all times as well. Nothing is hidden from his face. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13 says this, "And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account." Well, God calls Adam out. "Adam, where are you?" And Adam responds, "I heard your voice, and I was afraid because I was naked." Then comes another opportunity. God gives him another chance. God asks him point blank, "Who told you you were naked?" And then he followed that up with, "Have you eaten of the tree? I told you not to." Again, this would have been the perfect chance for Adam to confess right then. But that's not what happens. In fact, next week we're going to see what Adam does next and the consequences of the sin that they have committed. Thanks for being here today. Look forward to seeing you next time.